This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the Pirate Radio Studios in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jackie Drake.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jackie Drake. Thanks for joining us. We've got a great show coming up tonight, as always.
Our guest tonight is Ryan Wilhite from the class of 2012. Ryan earned his master's degree in criminal justice right here at East Carolina and was recently named the police chief of Winterville.
That's right. We are definitely looking forward to sharing his story.
Well, Jackie, it's been an exciting time around East Carolina, a nice big home win to cap off our home football season against UAB, and now we go on the road tomorrow to take on in-state rival, the Wolfpack of NC State. It's been a big week. I mean, we played Duke in basketball, NC State in football. Our Pirates men's basketball team went up and represented us very well in a tough environment against Duke earlier this week, and so it'll be great to be on the stage with another ACC opponent this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's great. The Pirates are doing so well in football and basketball, and I think people are really looking our way, and it's a lot of positive attention, but it's a great time to be a Pirate.
Absolutely. Well, we are hosting an away game tailgate at NC State on November 23rd, tomorrow. Kickoff for that game has been set for 12:30, so the tailgate will be from 10 to noon. There are still tickets available if you want to walk right up to our tailgate to participate. Just do so. It's a great way to support the Pirates while they're on the road.
This is a big game, so I'm sure we'll have a good turnout. But like Paul said, we should have some tickets available, so you are able to get those at the door. So please come join us.
It has been a very successful season for our alumni tailgates. We couldn't put on such great tailgates without the help of our sponsors. Special thanks to Aramark, Liberty Mutual, Lowe's, WITN, Dickies, R.A. Jeffries, Coca-Cola, and Occasions Party and Tent Rental for your support of Alumni Tailgate.
Yes, we definitely thank our sponsors, and we are looking forward to the next round of Tailgate for next season already. We're also getting ready for another round of networking events across the Pirate Nation to finish off the year. Our networking events are a great way for Pirates to meet other Pirates in their area and develop their careers.
That's right. We'll have evening networking receptions in Wilmington on December 9th, a networking breakfast in New Bern on December 10th, and a lunch in Washington. We're covering all the meals on December 12th there. All throughout Eastern North Carolina, networking events are a great way to connect with fellow alumni, and we hope to see you at one of our upcoming events here in Eastern North Carolina.
Yes, you'll get to meet great people, and we'll feed you well, too.
That's exactly right.
Our networking events are open to all alumni, but don't forget, Alumni Association members do get discounted tickets. You can find out more at piratealumni.com/networking events, or just give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD.
Well, speaking of professional pirates, the Alumni Association has started a new Pirate Alumni Business Directory. It's a great way to promote your pirate business to other pirates, and we hope that people take advantage of that.
Definitely. Businesses owned by ECU alumni can get listed for free for the first 90 days. You just have to sign up by January 31st, so you've still got some time. And, of course, any alumni can search the directory anytime for free.
You can access the Pirate Business Directory through piratealumni.com. If you want to access it directly, just go to piratebusinessdirectory.com. There's also a mobile app version, so be on the lookout for that as well.
Well, moving right along, over here at the Alumni Association, we are also busy preparing for a new event, our senior celebration dinner for the fall 2013 graduates.
That's right. We usually host a senior celebration dinner before commencement in the spring, but starting this year, we'll be hosting one for our fall graduates. If you know an ECU senior that is graduating this December, be sure to let them know and attend with them the senior celebration dinner on Thursday, December 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Murphy Center just outside of Dowdy Ficklin Stadium. We will celebrate the accomplishments of our fall graduates of the class of 2013. Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe in staying connected to ECU.
Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more.
But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube.
Visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD for more information. Stay connected to ECU through your East Carolina Alumni Association. Do you believe in ECU?
The East Carolina Alumni Association believes in ECU and all of its graduates. We believe in advancing the reputation of our university. We believe in the power of the Pirate Alumni Network. We believe in enhancing the student experience on campus. And we believe in maintaining a lifelong relationship with East Carolina.
If you believe in East Carolina, then join the Alumni Association today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com/join today.
We believe.
It's back. The Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 Treasure Chest is back. The chest is loaded with fabulous prizes from our fantastic sponsors. Tune in to Live at 5 with Troy D. and Ellerby for more info about the Treasure Chest. Or visit PirateRadio1250.com for a complete list of prizes.
You're the proud new owner of a stunning half-carat princess cut diamond ring.
I'm going to get money for the next 2 years. Very nice, buddy.
It's going to be a December to remember. Happy holidays from Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the voice of the Pirate Nation. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Our guest today is Ryan Wilhite from the class of 2012. Ryan was named Police Chief of Winterville earlier this year after earning his master's degree in criminal science here at East Carolina. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So, Ryan, let's start right at the very beginning and tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina pirate.
Well, actually, geography is what made me become an East Carolina pirate. I landed in North Carolina via the Marine Corps. I got off active duty at Camp Lejeune in 1991. It took me about 3 months working on a hot roof as a roofer to realize that I needed to go to school somewhere. I actually started that quest at Coastal Carolina in Jacksonville. But somebody gave me a really good piece of advice when I was younger. They said, whatever class you take at a community college, call the major university that you want to go to and make sure that class will transfer so you don't take a bunch of things that you don't need.
Right.
So I did. I called East Carolina, and every class that I took at Coastal, I made sure that it was going to transfer to ECU with, you know, a future goal of coming to East Carolina. That actually came to fruition when I got a job as a police officer in Greenville in 1994, and I was actually able to move closer to East Carolina. I didn't actually finish my undergraduate degree from East Carolina, but I did choose to go to get my master's degree here at East Carolina.
Well, what was one thing that you really liked about the master's program here? What was one of your, do you have a favorite memory of your time from your classes at ECU?
What drew me to it initially is that there was going to be a lot of online, and I don't want to, you know, tell my age too much, but back in 2006, I had just got back from Iraq, and the cohort that I was a part of was going to have a lot of online offerings, and since I was working full time, it was hard to go to traditional class at night and during the day, so I could get some of that done at night, and that was during the time where East Carolina was really getting into their online programs. And those were becoming more common across academia.
Ryan, alumni often tell us that it's the people at East Carolina that make it such a special place. Was there anyone here who inspired you or made your experience especially memorable?
There are a few. If I had to pick one, I think I would have to pick Dr. John Kerbs. He's been in the criminal justice division for quite a while. He was instrumental in continuing to push me along the right path, because as a non-traditional student, sometimes life gets in the way, jobs get in the way, family things arise, and you want to maybe sometimes put your education on hold. He didn't really want to hear me talk about that. He wanted me to continually push forward, and he was always a motivator. I always remember a story. I was supposed to submit an assignment in one of his classes, and I was on the verge of kind of not completing that course and making excuses on why I wasn't going to finish and how life had gotten in the way. And he actually called me at 10:30 at night and asked me where my assignment was. And he was my online instructor. Usually you don't communicate that way with your online instructors. It's always an email or something like that. But he actually called me and said, where's my assignment? and then we had a lengthy discussion on, you know, what was going on. And you know, he helped me a lot to get where I am today.
We're talking with Winterville Police Chief Ryan Wilhite from the class of 2012, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me.
So how's everything going in Winterville as chief, and you've been on the job a few months now. So how are things going?
Almost 6 months now. I couldn't be happier, actually. I'm doing a lot of changing. I know that's not a... Usually when you talk about going into a new job, there's a lot of talk about sitting back and observing and waiting a while before you start making a lot of changes. And some things I waited on, and some things maybe not so much. Our uniforms, the officers wanted to change those. That was easy. That money was already budgeted, so we all got together and we picked uniforms. We're changing the looks of the department a little bit, as well as car design. Our rank and file has changed a little bit. We promoted a few people, restructured a little bit. But it's really, really been an enjoyable experience. I'm learning a lot about budgets and politics, which haven't always been on the forefront of what I paid attention to, but obviously now they are.
What are some of the challenges that you face, and how do you overcome those challenges for being a police chief? Jackie and I were talking coming over here. It's not really a suburb, because I mean we're almost it's almost a continuation of Greenville, and yet you have your own policing parameters. What are some of the challenges that you face?
Well, we face all the challenges that the big cities face. We try to say that we don't have problems in Winterville, and it's a joke between chiefs, but really how we overcome problems is help from the community, help from agencies that neighbor us. We are constantly in communication with Greenville investigators, the Greenville administration, Aiden. We partnership with Aiden quite a bit, so it takes and the sheriff's office as well, Sheriff Elks and his staff. But we have to do all this together. We can't single ourselves out and put our head in the sand because we say we're Winterville. We all need to do this together. So I would have to say that, you know, combining resources, information with other agencies and the community is how we overcome most of our issues.
So how did your master's degree that you got here at ECU, how did that enhance your career and help you move up the ranks?
Well, I became a Greenville officer in 1994, and I did all the fun things that I wanted to do. I did a lot of narcotics work, some special operations and tactics with the SWAT team. So I did all those fun things that people join law enforcement to do, and at the same time I was pecking away at my education because I could see the pendulum in law enforcement swinging towards a more professional service, and it was going to take advanced education to proceed up the ranks. So I chipped away at that. And, you know, I took a year off from my education. I was able to transfer my post-9/11 GI Bill to my wife. She wanted desperately to change careers, so I was able to transfer that benefit to her, and she actually became a school teacher. And it was very, very difficult to go back to school after taking a year off. If you've ever done that,
right?
That's one of the hardest things that you'll ever do is, you know, it's easier to sit around on Sundays and watch football than it is to write a paper and do research. And once you stop that, it's very difficult. But I would have to give credit to my wife for making me go back. And I can remember her saying, someday there's going to be a door swing open for you. And if you don't finish this, you're not going to be able to walk through that door. So I struggled along, and I was on the extended graduate program, the 5.5, almost at your limit, before you know your first credits disappear. But I made it, and it's very strange. 3 months after graduation, this position came open when Chief Wilkes retired, and it just happened. What we talked about just. It just happened. That door swung open a lot sooner than I expected, and I said, "Well, I'm going to apply because the worst that can happen is they can tell me no."
Right,
and you were ready for it.
I was. Some would say, yes, I was.
You're listening to A Pirate Slave for Me, and we're talking with Winterville Police Chief Ryan Wilhite from the class of 2012. Well, I see on your uniform you have the. United States Marine Corps emblem, and you mentioned that's what brought you to North Carolina. But talk a little bit about your early career and how you got into law enforcement.
Well, when I was discharged from active duty in the Marine Corps, I was in the infantry. I wasn't very skilled in anything except something physical or weapons handling or, leading people, I guess. Those were my things I was strong in. And I really could only find one thing in the civilian world where I could maybe compete, and that was in law enforcement. So I tried going back to full-time. You know, I thought about being a computer programmer, and it took one course of computer programming to figure out that's not what I wanted to do. So I spent about a year and a half in the community college system taking... And again, the things that transferred to East Carolina, the maths, the Englishes, the humanities, and then there was a point where I said, okay, I've had enough of school for now. So I went to basic law enforcement training in Jacksonville and just happened to be hired as a Greenville officer in 94. I spent most of my time, like I said before, in the narcotics investigation arena. Which I wouldn't trade those times for anything. TV is sometimes not very accurate, but sometimes it is as well. So it was a really good time. I met a lot of great, great people that are still actually working today and have helped me along the way. I couldn't have got here by myself.
Well, now that you're chief, what are some of the things you really like about the job, or what's your favorite part of your job as chief?
I think my favorite part is to talk with my younger officers, give them advice, oversee what's happening, and maybe give them a perspective of someone who's been there before them. I was... in their shoes at one point, and I was very narrow-minded about some things, where a lot of that changes with experience and with age. A lot more emphasis on steering them to helping bridge the gap between the community and police. That's so important in every city, because without the community, you can't really solve anything. But so my normal day is to see what they're doing, and I am making decisions and talking to, you know, people that are have concerns about either the police department or problems in the neighborhoods, crime. But I guess my most memorable part of the day would be being with the officers and, you know, getting out there and seeing what they're doing and helping them out if I can.
So, you know, you say mentoring the younger officers is something that you take great pride in. You know, what if, you know, we have people listening that may want to go into law enforcement. What's one thing that you know now you wish someone would have told you when you got into it? You know, what's that one piece of advice you wish you had at the beginning?
Probably that I need experience wherever I can get it before I can achieve all these wonderful goals. There are so many young people, probably in East Carolina, in the undergraduate program, who think they're going to graduate from East Carolina and go work for the ATF or the DEA. I had those aspirations as well. As soon as I finished my degree, I thought that's exactly where I was going to go. Almost all of these federal agencies, unless you know, are going to be a lawyer or an accountant, are looking for some law enforcement experience. So I guess my advice would be to not focus so much on letting your degree carry you where you want to go, but combine that with experience, and together those things will, you know, sky's the limit.
Great. Well, Ryan, we'd like to thank you for being on the show today and allowing us to pass your story on to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you that are doing great things in their field that raises the value of every East Carolina degree, and for that we're truly grateful. And especially, you know, on a Veterans Day week, a Veterans Day thank you to you for your service, not only to our local community, but to our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you believe in ECU?
The East Carolina Alumni Association believes in ECU and all of its graduates. We believe in advancing the reputation of our university. We believe in the power of the Pirate Alumni Network. We believe in enhancing the student experience on campus. And we believe in maintaining a lifelong relationship with East Carolina.
If you believe in East Carolina, then join the Alumni Association today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com/join today.
We believe.
At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe in staying connected to ECU.
Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more.
But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube.
Visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD for more information. Stay connected to ECU through your East Carolina Alumni Association.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
It's back. The Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 Treasure Chest is back. The chest is loaded with fabulous prizes from our fantastic sponsors. Tune in to Live at 5 with Troy D. and Ellerby for more info about the Treasure Chest, or visit PirateRadio1250.com for a complete list of prizes.
You are the proud new owner of a stunning half-carat princess cut diamond ring.
I'm going to get money for the next 2 years.
It's going to be a December to remember. Happy holidays from Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the voice of the pirate nation. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks again to Winterville Police Chief Ryan Wilhite from the class of 2012 for coming on the show and letting us share his story with the Pirate Nation.
He sure has done some great things serving his country and his community.
Absolutely. Well, now's the time of the show where we like to ask, are you a member?
The number one reason to join the East Carolina Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But there are so many reasons to join. Our members believe in their Alumni Association membership because of all the ways we connect them to each other and to ECU.
At the Alumni Association, we believe in the power of the Pirate Alumni Network and that pirates support each other, and we support alumni as they develop in their careers.
That's right. We offer local networking events across the Pirate Nation as well as Pirate Career Casts online every month. And now we have a new alumni business directory to help pirates support other pirate businesses.
That's right. Become a member and participate in many career development opportunities we provide that help you tap into the power of the Pirate Alumni Network.
Show you believe in East Carolina by joining the Alumni Association today. There are many benefits of membership, but we encourage alumni to join not just for what they get, but for what they can give. Your membership allows us to strengthen the university, sponsor student organizations, fund scholarships, recognize faculty, honor our distinguished alumni, and keep everyone connected throughout the Pirate Nation.
Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll join us again next time. We'll be off next Friday for Thanksgiving, but we'll be back with our final episode on December 6th with artist and sculptor Jody Hallnagel-Gibran from the class of 1998. She's the one who created the pirate statue at Dowdy Ficklin Stadium.
That's right. Tune in again the Friday after next right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 for another episode of A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Clip Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.